a can.
America tonight. Were you glued to the Oscars, or could you care less? You're just kind of curious as to who won because you might have seen some of the pictures. We're going to go through all of that, obviously, for you. I will tell you this, Sandra Bullock gets Best Actress for The Blind Side, well-deserved, and Crazy Heart winner would be Jeff Bridges, another well-deserved Oscar, I think. Monique for her role in Precious. All those were obvious to me. I thought they would win. And Catherine Bigelow gets Best Director for Hurt Locker. But we have other things to jam to in Washington. As we lighten the load, we will get back to Oscar stuff and other things that have happened across the nation. But first, let's talk about what the buzz still is in and around the Beltway. The Beltway is the epicenter, let's say, for the healthcare discussion that's been going on in this nation for a very long time. But particularly when it comes to this whole notion of reform, the big push that started back in July, as all of you are very, very well informed on this issue, and we have been talking about it forever, not just since then, but years before that. So will we actually see some kind of health reform? Is it the kind of health reform you want to see, or is it just lots of rhetoric that's rolling around in and around the Beltway? And like I said, it is the epicenter. It reminds me of that, and everything's just kind of echoing out of there. So on the Sunday swirl, that's what I call the talking heads, all the political notions and, you know, people in that make the news are on the Sunday shows, whether it's ABC or CBS or NBC or any of the cable shows, Fox and CNN, etc. Kathleen Sebelius, the queen of health, was on the ABC show this week. And here were some of her interesting thoughts right from the outset of that interview.
Well, Matt, I think that a lot of Americans are worried about what happens next, worried about jobs and the economy, worried about their health security, want to know, you know, will they be able to protect themselves and their families? And certainly the current situation is shaky. The first thing the president did was a big jobs bill with the Recovery Act, and that is beginning to pay off, stabilize the economy. We're seeing finally a stop in the bleeding of job loss, and hopefully we'll see a pickup in we've seen a huge pickup in productivity. We're going to see that followed by jobs. But the worry about health security is still going on. It's why the president tackled it in the beginning. You know, we see people opening their statements this year and having jaw-dropping rate increases, and they have no control over it. They feel like they're really caught in the middle.
All right, so caught in the middle, I think she's absolutely right in saying that's the feeling across America. There's no question. It's we, the people, that are sort of forgotten in this whole thing. It's like I constantly say about victims, where is the sympathy for the victims? We're like the victims in the middle of this. It affects every single one of us. I don't care if you have a lot of money, you have no money, you're somewhere in between. Everybody will be touched in some way by this healthcare overhaul or the discussions of what should be part of the healthcare overhaul. Now, over the weekend and this past week, the president has been very, very busy in the background and says he is trying to persuade Congress to pass this overhaul, even if it kills him. If he has to ask deeply, whatever that means, the lawmakers to trust him on a promise that the White House doesn't, you know, sort of have this crystal ball to look down the road, and that's the problem. I think the problem for a lot of the centrist Democrats is we only have guesstimates on what's going to happen with healthcare and the numbers that are being discussed. Even the CBO cannot give super, super exact numbers. And this is the problem, the cost, and ultimately what is healthcare going to contain? So is the time for action now and to try to pull things away that Americans don't like? Or is it better to punt, set up serious timetables, and try to pass something where you have more people on board? I don't understand, and I've said this last week, where we're hearing talk show hosts, columnists writing about, that there are so many people on board if you would just look at the polls. I don't find that at all. I think it's the misinterpretation of some of the polls. If you ask somebody, gee, do you think we should do something to fix health care? An open-ended question, almost everybody would say yes. They don't like something that the premiums or the fixed conditions or what's happening to small businesses, the taxation, we can give you a couple of different things. Or the fact that there's not a lot of choice. Erase the state lines. Open up the competition. But that's where the misinformation starts to fly around. I don't believe in the current form that there really are the great vast majority of Americans who are on board with what is being peddled. And now there's a lot of blame game, even more blame game than ever happening. Republicans are playing on the House Democrats' suspicions of their Senate colleagues, and the Senate Democrats might not keep their end of the bargain. And it's sort of, it's like a bad sorority / fraternity rush, where they're trying to kick certain people out of the gang and point fingers at them and then try to whittle away to get the number that's needed. And here's the thing, the number that's needed, if you're going to have this parliamentary move, pretty much is what we call it, the nuclear option, if you will, you need at least the 51. So will there be 51? Right now, there doesn't look like there is 51 to go ahead and go it alone and forget the Republicans. For once and for all, certainly you can always have your say on health care and how you're feeling about the discussions as they continue to heat up. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or, the other way to send it to us is americatonight.net. americatonight.net. And as I said, on this show, if you just tuned in and you've never heard it before, America Tonight is the ultimate water cooler buzz. Coast to coast and everywhere in between, the nooks and crannies, we will talk about it all. I mean, we are talking about everything that is happening in this country, not just health care reform. But I think that is so high on everybody's list because we keep hearing about these deadlines and going it alone and the option and is that going to happen and the president working until he falls off his feet to try to get this through, and people are worried about when it goes through, if it goes through, ultimately, what will that final piece of legislation contain? On a sad note, and we'll talk more about this, what's going on in our country with the situation as far as repeat offenders, the bones of a 14-year-old Southern California girl who vanished about a year ago. She was once again walking to school, were discovered in a very remote area. This is a week after a registered sex offender was charged with murdering another California girl, 17-year-old Chelsea King. So the search for Amber Du Bois has produced only a handful of leads until King disappeared on February 25th. And the good news is that the family has some closure on this. The bad news is all signs point to the same lowlife who got a hold of Chelsea King. Mm-mm-mm. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Peter Crouch novel from Midas Resources. Today is March 5th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11:34:10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11.64.94, $582.47 for a half ounce, and $291.24 for a quarter ounce. $11.64.94, $582.47, and $291.24.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Think Glove technology and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go. Wow.
America, glad you're spending some time with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. And tonight, America's talking about a lot of different things, including the Oscars. Of course, we'll get to that lighter fare. Amber Dubois, I was mentioning her, the 14-year-old that had been missing for a year. The good news for the family, yes, thank goodness, there's closure. The sad news is, all signs, as I mentioned before we stepped away, point to a guy who didn't serve enough time, who should never have been let out of prison. So now he has more blood on his hands, it's looking like, anyway. First, the 17-year-old, as he's been charged in that already, Chelsea King, the girl that was simply going for a jog, and they found her car and her stuff, and then found her body in a shallow lakeside grave 5 days after she disappeared. And now, over a year later, they found the skeletal remains of this 14-year-old girl just in an area north of San Diego County. And as I mentioned, all signs point to the same guy. And, of course, the parents are fit to be tied, and why wouldn't they be? I mean, bravo to Chelsea King's family for having the courage after something that heinous and awful to decimate a family to be able to have the presence of mind to go on the tube and say, this has got to stop. You cannot slap these guys on the wrist any longer. We have got to be concerned about the victims, and bravo for them. Yes, we have got to be concerned about the victims. So John Albert Gardner III, this is the guy we're talking about, just 30 years old. He pled not guilty last week to murdering Chelsea and raping or attempting to rape or all these other charges related to that, and also attempting to rape another woman in December who got away. She was lucky. She was able to get away. This is a potential death penalty case, And for my money, it's got the death penalty all over it. And, boy, I hope the prosecutors go for that. And, you know, the way this plays out. This is a guy who was a registered sex offender in Escondido. And if you know anything about San Diego, it's a little bit north of the city. It's a suburb. And he was registered, as I said, as a sex offender from January 2008 to January 2010. With some gaps, according to the police. He served 5 years, so you've got the backstory on this. You don't think I'm not just running off with this. He served 5 years of a 6-year term for molesting a 13-year-old neighbor in 2000. This is what he did to her. He saw her at a bus stop, lured her into the house, because this is a neighbor, remember, to watch movies. She was a kid. Luckily, she wasn't killed, I guess. He completed parole in September of 2008. And I agree with the King family. Enough is enough. There has to be harsher penalties for these guys. The recidivism rates show it. And a lot of times where someone is in for molesting and it's a horrible crime and, you know, they're a neighbor, they're a relative, whatever it is, and then they, for some reason, and I'm not a psychologist, the bounce gets harder and somebody ends up dead, and then they, maybe it's the thrill factor, I don't know, and then they go after other unsuspecting teenagers or even younger than that. So let's push for the victims. Push for the victims. Have the concern there, for goodness sake. All right, so we move along from that, again, very, very depressing story, other than the more they can connect the dots to Gardner, the better. The more that they can nail him, have the hard evidence, let him plead not guilty, the more they can make things stick and, I think, go after him as far as the death penalty, the better. But this is still in the very early stages. This week he has another court appearance coming up, and then you go through the whole jury deal, and that's going to take a while before it actually comes to trial. But keep this name in the back of your head, Chelsea King and Amber Dubois, and their faces. Google them. Look on the Internet. Two young women with a lot to give the world that have no voice. They've been completely silenced by this lowlife who was let go and should not have gotten away with what he got away with, in my opinion. Absolutely not. Give it to him and give it to him hard. We also talked about this last week, so this is a carryover for many people, as you know. The U.S. may opt for those military trials, kind of like a deja vu, for the 9/11 suspects. It's interesting because during the campaign, all we heard about is this is not the way to go. We should, you know, have civilian trials. We need to close Gitmo. And now with the cost of what it would be to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, an astronomical amount, and how many days and how many city blocks you would have to close down and the risk to the people in New York City, it's looking more and more like the pledge to close Guantanamo ain't gonna happen. It's really swung in the other direction, heading toward military trials, which was, remember, the whole Bush thing. Everybody blasted Bush for that, but at the tail end of the Bush administration, that's exactly where they were going. So now you got military trials for possibly Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others accused in the crime, and that's the way it should have been all along. So this was a waste of time. And now when people scream about due process, the due process could have been done much sooner if this was the route it was going to take. So you have the Attorney General, Eric Holder, and his in all his bravado in the original plan to try them in the civilian court in New York has just blown up. And there's been so much criticism and so much opposition to this. They're going to derail it. I cannot see how they will not continue to keep Guantanamo open. For one, the financial factor of closing it down, you have to have that stamp of approval by Congress, and I don't believe that's going to happen. So that's the first square and hurdle they'd have to get over. And the politics of where do you try and how do you try technically the most notorious terror suspect in U.S. custody. I mean, that's not technically, it is. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, to this day, is that guy, unless somehow Osama bin Laden rears his ugly head and someone nabs him, but no. Right now, it's him. So, there's too many complications, there isn't the money behind it, and this is has been an exercise in futility and rhetoric and politics as usual. So the nearly 200 other terror detainees will stay where they are. They're going to stay where they are. And we know this. We had Jeff Atticott on the show how many times? If you don't know who he is, he's a professor of law, terrorism law. And he advises the FBI and all kinds of other people across the world on terrorism and the legalities of it especially. So if you go to our website, americatonight.net, click on what you missed and look for Jeff Atticott and go back. And I think I've posted two different conversations we had a long time ago, 7 months ago, a year ago, and we were talking about this very thing. And he said right then when the idea was first floating around New York, he said, absolutely not. This cannot happen. It can't happen, one, because you don't have the funding for it, for the closing of Guantanamo. And legally, it's fraught with all kinds of potholes. So he was dead right. He was dead on right. And so what Holder's done is just stalled the whole process of getting them through the military trials. And I would think that this would also still have huge implications for the president and his base of supporters in the Democratic Party and the whole effort, because that was part of the Obama push. You know, hey, this is a different time. You know, we're not the bad guys. This is America. And that was the whole idea. His message around the globe, remember, of course, getting the Nobel Prize, and this would blow in the face of that. I mean, this is completely a 180. But it was obvious, the logistics, the security, the enormous cost, the enormous risks of holding that trial in New York. And I really think what made a lot of politicians step back was what happened on Christmas Day, the attempted bombing on that Northwest flight heading into Detroit. That became a big thorn in the side of this whole issue and raised even more awareness because it was so close. That plane was so close to blowing up that, I don't know how you would put this, kind of a call to action became that much louder. The drumbeat of criticism for how terrorism in general, as elusive as it is being handled by the White House. And I imagine in the next week or two, and I'd be surprised if this doesn't happen, we'll hear an announcement that this is going to be military trials, and there is no timetable yet, anyway, for Guantanamo to be closed. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dr. John Alexander, get his thoughts on where does he see healthcare going and the crisis that's brewing and has been brewing in America. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your Hands go. Wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Thin Glove technology.
And makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit. Make sure hands go.
Wow. Special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Chairman Tim Kaine said he expects the health care overhaul is going to be passed, and he's not worried about the GOP threats to make it a bigger issue in the midterm elections. So now there is this up or down vote. That's the other thing that the president has talked about. And we've been talking about health care and health care reform and what you wanted to see for a very long time on America Tonight, I think since I started doing this show 4 years ago. It's always a pleasure to get a perspective from the doctor. I keep saying this. A lot of times the doctors are lost in this. We want to hear from the doctors, and we've talked to a bunch across the country, so we're pleased on this particular show to welcome Dr. John Alexander from Forest Park Medical Center. Dr. Alexander, thanks for hanging late with us on ATM. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
From your eyes and what you've seen in healthcare over the years, what, and this is a big question, but what would you like to see done? What do you think needs to be done?
I would like to see a continuation of the same healthcare system that we have, with just the addition of the population who do not have health insurance. I think the president is right, and a lot of people who agrees with him is that it's just unfair for the population of the Americans not to have insurance. But do I see anything wrong with the present system? I think the present system has its flaws, but still it's an excellent system. I think it's by far superior than the European countries and by far superior than the Canadian and, of course, than the rest of the world.
And so, and wanting and thinking that everybody should have health care, you know that this is explosive. The whole public option idea is pretty much off the table. So there were a lot of people, that elected the president, for example, Doc, that think, wow, well, here we go. This is kind of the watered-down version because everybody's not going to get health care anyway since there isn't going to be the so-called public option. So if we do have health care reform, if it is passed and it doesn't have a public option, then this wouldn't be what you would think would be a great piece of legislation, right?
Well, that's very great because it's just my personal opinion that the public option, I think, decreased the quality of medicine in this country.
Oh, okay, so I get it. So you're saying you think that everybody should have health care, but you don't like the idea, as you were saying, if you compare our health systems to Europe, et cetera, and we've done that here on the show. We've had people call in from England and tell us what the real deal is, and also from Canada, and we've talked to people in France, too. So you think everybody should have access to health care, but you don't like the public option?
That is correct.
Okay, I misunderstood. So that's exactly what we've been talking about on America Tonight, and overwhelmingly a lot of the listeners say the same thing, that yeah, we need some changes, but we have a great system, and the idea of turning it into a free for all would change the kind of medicine. For people who are listening though and don't understand, well, why can't you just have it across the board like that? What would that do to the system? If you just flat out, you just change the system, boom, everybody healthcare across the board like they have in Canada, like the public system that they have in England, what would that do, Doc, do you think, to healthcare?
Well, I personally think that's just like against the American tradition, like every other business in the lifestyle of American. That's different than the European and other countries. Our country and our people have lived in a different culture. We have a culture of individualism. The life is of each individual is extremely precious in our country. And it's not. I'm not referring that it's not true in the other countries. Life per se is precious, but how much the system really pay attention to the preciousness of life. I don't think this is as Americans are, as we are. So when you look at it, anything that interfere and makes everything as generalized and take that individualism and the individual care away, I think that is going to decrease the quality of care. And I think that's a big difference between our system and the European system. People who do have insurance in this country, where people, we as a matter of fact, who don't have even insurance, and they go to the emergency room, they get one of the best quality care of the medicine, and in 2010 and in the world. So that by itself is extremely important.
Yeah.
And if that public option be given, definitely the quality of the care is going to drop. It's going to be diluted. The individual care is the way like it should be done. As time goes by, slowly it will decrease, and we will be very similar like the some of the European and even some of the Asian countries.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with you. What about the notion, you know, one of the things that's being discussed that almost everybody agrees on is the pre-existing condition? I mean, I know you're a doctor, and I'm sure as much as you don't want to deal with paperwork, as least as you have to, you would rather focus on the patients and the things that you're doing. But what about the idea that the pre-existing conditions sometimes keep people from getting the treatment they need because they're afraid to get a certain test? Because they have to switch a job and they're going to have health insurance, but they can't risk that something would come up in a test. That can't be good. Do you like the idea of lifting that?
No, I think it's almost like a joke that pre-existing conditions should not be covered. That's ridiculous. That's an advantage. I think that's the advantage that a lot of these insurance companies will take off that. That's bad. I don't think that pre-existing condition should be a condition that for individuals to not have insurance will not be covered. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, Doctor. How long have you practiced? How long have you practiced medicine? What's your specialty?
I'm a general surgeon and oncologic surgeon. I do a lot of bariatric surgery, and I've been in practice for the past 20 years.
Wow. And so with the bariatric surgery, we've talked about that a little bit on this show, too. The numbers of people getting that type of surgery, boy, that's really increased, hasn't it?
That has increased tremendously because now we know that surgical options of obesity is an excellent option, and the result is by far superior than medical options. And the result is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I've seen some of the results on a lot of the people who've done it, and they've been able to reduce their weight after they've had the surgery. And you know, years down the road, people don't even not even years, a couple of months down the road, sometimes people don't even recognize them. I'm sure you probably have you had that happen where you didn't even recognize a patient.
Well, to be honest with you, you know, because before surgery, I see him in a very limited number of times, and then they disappear for a while, and they come back. Absolutely, I don't even remember how they look, but I do see them that they get very attractive, of course, physically, and they feel great. A complete different lifestyle change in the quality of life, promotion in job, respect by the society, respect within their own families, and by far a happier person.
Yeah.
Weight loss, obesity is really a serious problem. I don't think the medical community in the past years have even paid attention. Everybody talks about it. Obesity is bad, and everybody knows about it, but nothing really was done very seriously. But this surgical breakthrough, surgical procedure are very serious breakthrough, and there is a tremendous amount of improvement in quality of life of these people. It's not only the physical that they are very attractive, a tremendous amount of improvement in the effectiveness of different hormones in their body, treatment of the excellent treatment for the type 2 diabetes,
yeah,
hypertension, and I could go on different comorbidities.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad you said that for everybody talks about the whole obesity thing, but yet nobody was doing anything about it for the longest time. I mean, forever. Talk about the food pyramid, all this other stuff, but yet nothing serious until now. Oh, we're in a crisis. We got to start doing something. It's amazing that suddenly all these eyes are opened.
Yeah, that's very true. And it's something else I've learned for the past 20 years of dealing with obese individuals, that among the public and the society and among the medical staff, everybody has a tendency to put the blame on individuals who are morbidly obese and claiming that they are just eating too much and or they don't take care of themselves. That's not true. I happen to have traveled overseas, and I grew up, my father was a surgeon, so as a little boy, I used to go with him and see some patients in different parts of the world that we traveled. You see obesity among a lot of very people who don't eat very much. So I have been convinced that the original cause of obesity is genetic, and something triggers that gene to cause this severe obesity. It's just not all the food, and it's not these people. They're not all of these obese people are really not blamed because they eat too much. That's not correct.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's good to hear you say that. I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, Doc, thanks for saying that, because, yeah, there is some genetics certainly that play into that. Well, at least we think so too. We've talked to other people as well that have the same, other doctors that have the same feeling as you. Dr. John Alexander, Forest Park Medical Center, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us here in America tonight. You have a good one.
You are very welcome. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so you heard the doc there. He said he's been doing it for 20 years. He's a surgeon, doesn't like the public option, says that would just destroy the whole fabric of the individualism that we have in the United States, thinks pre-existing conditions that should have never been a problem in the first place, and that's the insurance company gouging. Coming up next, we're going to talk Oscars. Hang with us. Phew!
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Get past the beef, get past the system, man.
Coming up, we're going to run down the Oscars for you already this hour. We've been talking a little bit about the healthcare situation since we're on the precipice of some kind of legislation. Perhaps, I say, because is there even going to be enough votes for the reconciliation? We'll see. Ultimately, there's a lot of lobbying going on in the Capitol, currying for those votes to have enough to pass. And at this point, who knows if it's going to pass or not, and ultimately what the final version is going to look like. But that's what's happening in D.C. On the West Coast, sad, the 17-year-old Chelsea King, as you know, they found her dead after she had been missing for 5 days. Now they find another 14-year-old girl, all tied to one 30-year-old man who had served time for molesting a 13-year-old neighbor and got out after 5 years. He was given 6, and now he's accused, at least for sure, in Chelsea King's murder and rape, although he has pled not guilty to that, and they've got ties to him in this other case, too. So it brings up the question of where's the justice for the victim, and why can't we lean on the system harder to give him more time? for the molestation and what he had done. Now, here he gets out and he ups his game and ends up possibly murdering two people. And who knows if there were others who fell through the cracks. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, gorgeous. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Simply fantastic. We did something that brought us back to our childhood last night.
What'd you do?
We went to see Disney on Ice.
Ooh, Disney on Ice. I can't. Last time I saw I did see Disney on Ice when I was a kid, but it was forever ago in Philadelphia, a long time ago. What's it like now?
Oh, it was good. You know, they did parts of different shows, like Alice in Wonderland, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, The Little Mermaid, Lion King, and all that other stuff.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, I'm looking at a couple other guys, and I'm thinking, put a pair of hockey skates, give them a helmet, give them a glove, and I think they'd be great. They would have been great defensemen.
Yeah. Well, you have to be a good skater.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you have to be such a great skater in any of those ice shows.
Right.
I mean, it's the truth. You have to be able to really, in a small surface, too, because
right.
it's a condensed surface. Usually sometimes it's the size of the normal rink, but not always.
No, in this case, A, we sat front row right there, so when they skated by, we got some of the snow on our face.
Cool.
It was cool, so to speak. She's looking at the male's, as she puts it, their anatomy.
Oh, because of how the costumes were.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, like we both agree, take a look, but don't touch.
Yeah, well, I'm glad she didn't touch in the first place, so that's good. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you liked it. So you say, is it, a couple hours long?
Yeah, with an intermission, it was about 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, now, you were talking about this health care bill. Now, since I probably came in on the middle, what is it? Is it a revamp thing by President Obama or what?
Well, no, really. Pretty much what we've been hearing, except for it's not going to have this so-called public option, and there have been all kinds of deals that have been made to curry votes, to get enough votes to make it pass both the House version and the Senate version and for the final vote. And you have to meld the House with the Senate, come up with the one bill, get it through, and then it goes to the president. And in the Senate, they're not going to get the Republicans to sign off on it, so they're not going to have enough to pass it. So they call it reconciliation. They just go with enough votes from the Democrats. If they have that 51, then they can do that. And that's how it's looking, but will it actually happen? We don't know.
Right. Like you mentioned earlier about, that's what happens when you hang around Julie sometimes. Get your tongue tied. Pre-existing conditions.
And yeah, the pre-existing conditions, I think that shouldn't even play into it because, even called the show and was talking about it. I've had a couple of people call the show and say that they didn't get tested for certain things because they were waiting to make sure that they had their insurance at, like, their next job or whatever, so it didn't count against them.
Okay, because I think I told you this before, the people from Little People Big World, they said they couldn't get health insurance because insurance companies considered dwarfism as pre-existing condition. So, it's like, to me, that is not fair.
Mm-hmm.
The little people, and hopefully you have little people listening to you. And, I don't know. Is Obama with this health care bill, with all due respect, is he trying to talk out of both sides of his mouth?
Well, I think what he's trying to do is this has become his agenda. So when you're the president or the prime minister and that's what you harp on, whether it's the environment or jobs or whatever it is, it would blow up all over him if he can't even get that. He's got the majority of the Democrats as the majority across the board,
right.
And he can't get through something that's what he promised during the campaigning,
right.
And so it doesn't look good when to the people who elected you. And of course, remember in our case in the United States, he's playing at least people around him are playing for another term. So, you know, he's got to have some things that work. Guantanamo's not going to be closed as of right now. That whole thing is blown up, so there haven't been any success stories.
Oh, brother. Oh, and there was one other thing in the budget that I saw. Because of how well we did in the Olympics, and a lot of housing activists are not thrilled over this, an extra $34 million goes to the Canadian Olympic athletes, and a lot of housing activists and the opposition party is saying, okay, fine, we did well, but $34 million, I mean, that could go to, you know, help people with low-cost housing and help create jobs. So, you know.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we will find out eventually. Hopefully, I don't know how the other opposition parties are going to vote, so I guess we'll just find out in all due time.
There you go. Like you say, we'll find out in all due time.
Yeah,
Sam, thanks. Hold that thought for the next discussion next time around. We appreciate it. I got a jam to the Oscars. I'm going to run through the list because I promised I'd do it. Best Picture, you know, Avatar, Hurt Locker. It was thought it was going to be a race between the two of them, and then there were 10 pictures altogether. Hurt Locker ultimately was the winner for Best Picture. Actor went to Jeff Bridges for Crazy Heart. There were, you know, Morgan Freeman was nominated. Jeremy Renner from The Hurt Locker was nominated. There was a good category, but Jeff Bridges got it for that film. Actress went to Sandra Bullock for The Blind Side. She's popular in Hollywood. It was her turn to perhaps win. There were other actresses that were also up in this, like Meryl Streep, Gabby Sidibe, I think her name's Sidibe, for Precious, based on the novel Push. There were a lot of people that thought maybe she would get it. For supporting actor, Christoph Waltz for Inglourious Basterds. I saw that movie, liked it. He was good in it. He won in that category. Supporting actress, Monique for Precious. She was the winner. And that was a pretty tough category, too. Director went to, for the first time ever in the 82 years, went to a woman, Catherine Bigelow, for the movie that won Best Picture, The Hurt Locker. I don't know if any of you saw this, if you have grandchildren, kids, whatever, or you just saw it. It actually was, I thought, pretty cute. An animated category, Up one. How about that? But once again, one of the big winners of the night was The Hurt Locker. They won for original screenplay, too. And it was, you know, kind of their night. Film editing and all the way down and a bunch of other awards. It was the Hurt Locker's night. Both Matt and I saw it. Matt, you saw it. You liked the Hurt Locker. I saw it. I liked it. I think it was deserving. They made it on a small budget. They did it in Jordan. And I thought it was some good filmmaking. So good for Catherine Bigelow and everybody else that won on that movie. You may have some thoughts about any of the things that we talked about in this hour of America Tonight. You can shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.